This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. An upcoming music performance called Duologue will be featuring a duet of strings and a duet of Carnatic and Hindustani classical music. The show is featuring sitarist Samuel J. Das and violinist Hariram Thingwen Lam and is happening on the 21st of July. Hariram is here with me today. How are you, Hari?
Hi, Sharmila. I'm great. Thanks.
So, Duologue. Do you want to explain why that title?
Duologue is a brainchild of Samuel J. Das. Actually, this project came into place just towards the end of last year. And in fact, I was quite surprised it was coming from Sam, because I've known Sam to be, of course, a fantastic musician, a fantastic composer, sitarist. And I think over the years, he had spent a lot of time producing a lot of Malaysian modern fusion work, world music.
Right.
Even though I knew him to have a classical music background on the sitar, I was quite surprised that he had approached me for this project. And I was immediately very excited, because I think for me as an upcoming musician here in Malaysia, it's quite tough to get opportunities to present especially classical work. And so this was something that I was looking forward to. And so Duologue is basically a conversation, a dynamic conversation of between the North and the South classical Indian music systems. You can say that, yes, we're going to have our differences, but I think the goal is to come to an agreement. A musical agreement is what I would call it. So.
And, you know, as you're talking also, it strikes me that there are so many dualities in this this show. You mentioned the North and the South, also two different instruments, even though they're both string instruments.
Yes.
But also the fact that, as you alluded to, Samuel J. Das is this, you know, almost legendary performer. And then I'm not going to say you're up and coming. You've been on the scene for a while, but, you know, you're getting into it.
Yes.
So there's also that duality.
Yeah.
What is it like for you to be performing alongside Sam?
Well, it's definitely a great honor and a pleasure to be performing beside Samuel J. Das. Even though we have worked together, and in fact, just last year we had staged our first album known as Swarasia, and the CD just got released just about a few months back. And I think this is something very special for me, because to be honest, I kind of choose my projects. I'm quite particular about the projects that I do. And over the last few years, I've been trying to pave my path, my direction towards doing more creative work, taking on bigger projects, which you know, allow me to exercise my the accumulated learning I have had over the last 20 years of learning Carnatic music and Western music. So this is definitely a great opportunity for me to present my work on what I have been preparing for my entire life thus far. You know, so I'm really grateful to Sam for giving me this.
What are the primary differences when it comes to Hindustani classical, which is what Samuel will be performing, and South Indian Carnatic music, which is what you will be bringing to the show?
Actually, to be honest, I think a lot of the music genres, aside from Hindustani and Carnatic music, you know, you can say Western or Chinese or Middle Eastern or whatever, the fundamental basis is the same. It's just the presentation that's different, you know. So to put it very superficially, I think it all lies in the embellishments of the notes, the carriage and the technique in presenting these the notes, the phrases, the rags or the ragas, as we call it, the scales, you know. Those are the differences. But other than that, I think there is a lot of similarities. And that's what the show is about, to show the audience, to share with the audience what the differences are, but to also show you that, you know what, even though we have these differences, we can still have a decent conversation.
Well, that should apply to a lot of things, yes. Not just music,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And will you each be sticking quite strictly to your areas of expertise, or will there be some of you trying a different style and him trying Carnatic?
Again, that lies in the capabilities of the instrument, you know. So in that sense, I think the violin is a bit more versatile to be able to produce, say, Carnatic sounding elements or Hindustani sounding elements or even Western sounding elements. Mm-hmm. Whereas the sitar is quite limited because they have a lot of frets, you know, they have a lot of strings, you know, and then you're talking about tuning each string. So again, that depends on the versatility of the musician and the instrument, you know. So, but definitely we will be sharing elements. I know in my segment of the show, I'll be presenting a few scales that are common in Hindustani music and some even in Western music. So, and that's the whole point of the show, you know. You can present it in whatever way you want, but you know, if you choose a particular topic that is common to another language, then all the more reason to have fun with it, you know?
Right. So, yeah. And how did you and Samuel work to put together the repertoire that you're going to present?
Actually, that's I think we approached it quite easily. Because, you know, when he first spoke to me, he said, well, we definitely need to show the or share with the audience what Carnatic music is, what Hindustani music is. Because I think I have a feeling, I might be wrong, but I have a feeling people, listeners here in Malaysia have a very vague idea. Even if they did know what it is, it's within an elite group or, you know, or people who enjoy listening to music like that. So we will begin with presenting our own individual styles, and then the second half of the show is us coming together and presenting a common scale, you know. So yeah, you know, we want to share with the audience that, again, as I mentioned before, that, you know, through these different styles, you can talk about the same topic, have a discussion, present your differences, and at the end of it, come to a musical agreement, you know. So, yeah, I guess that's what we want to share with the audience. Of course, there's a bigger message behind this, as you said earlier. So, yeah.
What are some of the actual pieces that both of you will be performing?
From my segment, I will be presenting three compositions in the classical music repertoire. Of course, when I present these items, I will definitely introduce the title of the piece. But I kind of guess that, you know, it's the language that can be a barrier, mm-hmm, here in Malaysia. And if you don't understand certain things, you might be you might not be able to appreciate the music more or as much as you would like to. So I'm deciding to present it differently. So in a way that the audience can at least relate to it to some extent. Mm. And at the end of it, it's not so much about understanding the music. I think it's about enjoying the music, you know. So, and I believe that's what Sam is also going to do. We don't intend on bringing in too many facts, because we should just let the music speak for itself, you know. So,
you don't want to create a barrier by bringing in the technicalities of it.
Mm. Yeah.
And are there challenges when it comes to putting together a show like this?
If you work with, I guess it all depends on your mindset and how open you are to working with different people. And you can come from different backgrounds. And if you're not open to the idea, you might struggle. And I think this was easy for us because, again, I've been working and I'm still working with Sam And it's been a great journey thus far. So this kind of fell into place quite easily. And that's why all the more I'm really enthusiastic about this show. You know.
And it is a duet between you and Samuel, but you have accompanying musicians as well.
Yes, we do.
And who are they?
So we have, of course, the famous tabla player, Prakash Kandasamy. Mm-hmm. He will be accompanying Sam on the tabla for his segment. And for me, we have Dharmin Krishnan, who is the South Indian percussionist. He'll be playing the mridangam. And he'll be accompanying me for my segment, after which, when we come to the second segment, we will all join in together. And
you'll be jamming, lah.
Yes, we'll be jamming, as long as we don't jam, lah, as in brain jamming also.
So is there going to be some element of improvisation and spontaneity as well?
Of course. Mm. Pretty much that's the basis of this whole duologue. In Indian music terms, we refer to this as a jugal bandi. Mm. Or you can say a sawal jawab. A sawal jawab, which actually is used in Hindustani music,
right,
literally means a question and answer context, you know. So a lot of improvisation is going to be there between the four of us. And even though we've had, you know, some practice sessions or what, but anything can happen on the stage, you know, and that's the exciting part. And I guess it's for us to take on that challenge and play and see what happens, you know. So.
And how should, what mindset should the audience come in? Because as you mentioned, not everyone comes from a background where they understand these very complex musical forms.
Yeah.
So what is the best approach to come into the show with?
I guess I would just say to people, just come and enjoy the music. Listen to the music, enjoy the music. We are not expecting anybody to understand anything. I guess that's up to us to see how we present it to the audience to the best of our capacity, so that they are able to take something back, even if it is as simple as if you're just clapping along or you're tapping your feet or you're enjoying the melody. I think that's great, you know, because it's not like in India. India, you have crowds who are well versed, even though they might not be musicians, but majority of the people there are so well versed, and because it's part of their culture. Whereas here in Malaysia, we have a multitude of different genres, you know. So people have different likes and dislikes and all that. So I would say to listeners, just come and enjoy yourself, listen to the music, and if you are able to take something back, great. Then, you know, we feel that we've done our part, you know. So,
and you've created that conversation that you were talking about.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Hari.
Thank you, Sharmila. Thank you so much.
I've been speaking to violinist Hariram Thingyuan Lam, who will be performing in a classical Indian concert called Duologue alongside sitarist Samuel J. Das. The concert will be bringing together both the Carnatic and the classical Hindustani musical traditions. It's happening this Sunday, the 21st of July, at the Shantanath Auditorium in the Temple of Fine Arts, KL. For invitations, which are by donation of 50 ringgit or 100 ringgit, you can call or WhatsApp 012-222-0850. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my, on our BFM app, and also on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.